us on Twitter at CJD Traffic. The leg meal is $8.69 at the Benny & Company counter, including a Coca-Cola beverage and your choice of soup, poutine, or cake. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Next report, 9:30.
Insight you need in the big stories of the week. Viewpoints with Todd Vanderhaden. It gets started today at noon. News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Will you have enough money to retire? Zagary Simpson and Associates Near Retirement or Retired Series Workshop can help you make important decisions about your retirement. A written financial plan, when to apply for your QPP and OAS, dealing with your mortgage. If you're near retirement or retired already, join us Thursday, February 25th at 7 at 40 West Steakhouse. Dinner and wine are included. Register free online at myplanning.ca or call 514-419-5399. Don't outlive your savings. Save so that you can live.
Hi, this is Howie Mandel. Every day, millions of Canadians are in some way touched by mental illness. Too often, they suffer in silence for fear of being judged, ridiculed, or misunderstood. Luckily, we can do something to help.
January 27th is Bell Let's Talk Day. For every text, tweet using the Bell Let's Talk hashtag, mobile or long-distance call made by a subscriber, Bell will donate 5 cents more to mental health initiatives. On January 27th, let's talk. Visit bell.ca/letstalk.
Hey, I think that waitress likes me.
Yeah, of course she does.
I'm telling you, every time I order a quarter chicken leg, she brings me a soup too.
The Hunger Buster is back at Saint-Hubert. On top of a tasty quarter chicken leg with all the trimmings, you get a soup or a slice of sugar pie, all for just $10.95.
Oh, and the kid eating his soup with his braces? I guess she likes him too, right?
No.
Oh, and that group of scouts over there.
Whatever, you're just jealous.
The Hunger Buster, available now in Saint-Hubert dining rooms.
It is 9:17. If you've ever wanted to ask Jan Eakes a question, well, Walter Assey is here from Renovco. He's the president of the company, and he can answer any question Jan could have at 514-790-0800, Star Talk on Bell Mobility, and is free, and so is 1-800-491-CJD. Let's get busy here. Is that you, Lorraine?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Just fine.
I have a plumbing question.
Oh, good.
I don't know. When I turn off my taps in the kitchen, one out of three or four times, I've turned it off, and then all of a sudden it sounds like there's a motor rattling or shaking in the wall. Mm-hmm. Is that normal?
That's called water hammering. So what you probably have is some air in your pipes.
Okay.
Sometimes it's your check valves that have an issue. It's just they fill up. There is a way that you could actually try to fix it yourself.
Okay.
So what you do is you drain the pipe. So you open the faucet, you close the water, and you get some air into the system. Sometimes the back valves, they kind of get stuck with dirt and jam up. And if that works, that should work, actually. So it's not a... I wouldn't call a plumber or anything like that. Close the water, open up the faucets, get some air into the pipes.
Okay.
And hopefully it will work.
So the valve underneath the counter, I turn it off and then I open my pipes.
That's right.
You mean open the taps?
You open the pipes.
Yeah. How long do I do that?
Just enough to get the air out, to get the air in, I should say.
Okay, I'll try that.
So yeah, for a few seconds, that actually 9 out of 10 that will be a quick fix and it will work.
And what did you call it?
The check valve?
The water hammering?
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
I recently had professionals in the house, and people, I learned how to use a plumber or an electrician. And that is, if you have a plumber coming in to replace the guts in a toilet, well, have a look around the house since mm-hmm. that plumber is there, because mm-hmm. it costs money for him just to show up, and they're not inexpensive. Same with an electrician. I had one in the house recently because we had to put in a new line for the new freezer after my freezer famously died when I wasn't around, which they're built to do, by the way.
Yeah.
They make sure that you're not there when they die. Anyway, in addition to giving me that line and that plug for the new freezer, I got him to do a couple of timers, too. And I mean, it just, since you're paying anyway, and it's going to take another 15 minutes, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But that's how you use a professional like that, I think. Let's go to Chateauguay. Hello, Jack. Welcome to CJD.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to know if I had a shower put in, and when the plumbers and all that came, they put pipes on the outside wall. Is that good? And do you need a membrane in there?
Okay. That's two different questions. Exterior wall and plumbing, not the greatest to do unless you have really, really good insulation, okay? And when I say good insulation, I don't mean that fiberglass R12 with a vapor barrier insulation. I mean, you're talking about the proper urethane, at least an R21 factor, okay?
Okay.
And even then, you want to ensure that the plumbing is on the warm side of the wall, so right after the vapor barrier.
Okay.
If not, then potentially you could have problems in the future. As far as the shower is concerned, depend what type of shower. It's an acrylic shower or a ceramic shower?
Acrylic.
Acrylic. So the walls are in acrylic?
Well, no, the walls are in ceramic.
Okay. Membrane, I mean, let me just explain something. There is a misconception about grout. Grout is porous. Okay, so with time, water will seep through the materials. And that's why we always recommend sealing the grout at a minimum, every year at least once, and or getting a backing that is water and mold resistant, like a cement board. In addition to that, you can install a Schluter membrane. So the more protection you have, the better it is for sure. Only because slow and gradual damage will take place and will actually cause damage to the structure behind the ceramic.
Okay, that sounds good.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Walter, the suggestion has been made by She Who Must Be Obeyed that the grout in our kitchen needs me on my knees with a toothbrush. Is that the way you clean grout? Please say no.
No, it's not actually. I mean, no? there's a lot of products to clean the actual grout itself. You can even try CLR. You could try even Tilex, depending how much gram you have on it. But no, definitely not.
But you need to seal it afterwards.
That's right. Always. Always.
Always. More of your calls coming up for Walter Assey, who's the president of Renovco, sitting in today for Jan. And again, any question you had for Jan, Walter can certainly answer, as you sure can tell from listening this morning. 514-790-0800, star talk on Belbo Melody. And if you're out of town, use 1-800-491-CJD as we approach 9:23.